Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this angel radio show called Angels, Guardians, and Angelic Realms. I'm your host, Mrs. Smith, also known as Mambo La Reina. I'm a psychic medium working with clients and also with a paranormal team. And I'm really excited about this new radio show that we're doing about angels. And I want to thank all our listeners. You know, each week we are actually reaching more and more people. We have tons of folks that listen to the shows and archives that are not able to listen to it live. And that's really wonderful and very exciting. So I really would like to say thank you. And I really appreciate our listeners actually tuning in. I usually always say a joke and say thank you to both our listeners, you know, and now I can't do that because we have hundreds of listeners each week. So that's a real blessing. So I want to thank you. Let's see, what do we have? We have some, on some upcoming shows, we have a reader named Lucinda, who's an angel card reader, and we'll be taking some calls next week. She'll be doing some readings live, so that's been pretty exciting. We've had a Mambo Mahina, she's been on, and we did a meditation to do a clearing and shielding with Archangel Michael. We talked about the four Clairs. We've really been trying to do our best to keep this at a very angelic and a higher vibration show and positive and really getting the word out that anybody can work with angels. You know, angels are non-denominational. So I've been doing my best to find really awesome guests. And tonight we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Sally Weber. And she lives in Chicago. And she's an ordained minister. She's an ordained minister, but primarily she interacts with non-denominational communities, okay? She's an empath, a reader, intuitive, a medium for the dead. She does something really cool. I don't know if we're going to have time to talk about it, but she does a craniosacral practitioner. So that's some type of healing. Cranio is like is the head, right? And then sacral is the chakra. So she must be healing the head and the sacral. I don't know. I think it sounds amazing. So if we can get a chance to talk to her about that, that would be wonderful. And I think the most challenging thing of the show is that it's 30 minutes. And the previous show that we used to do for Mystic Seekers, for the paranormal show, was 1 hour to 2 hours. And those shows are in archives through planetparanormal.com/mysticseekers. And they have all of our past archive shows. And I want to thank Bob Davis for hosting our reruns, basically. We did the radio show for a couple years, and it was a great success, but it was a different subject matter. It was all about hauntings and haunted objects and exorcisms and how to do clearings of homes that were, you know, had earthbound spirits attached. So it was a very different type of show than this show we're doing now, and which I wanted it to be a higher vibration. So I'm very thankful, and I'd like to bring on our guest, Sally Weber, empath, medium, psychic, tarot card reader, angel card reader, a friend of mine, and a Pisces. So those who know astrology knows that Pisces are all heart. So, Sally, are you on the line?
Yes, it's my divine pleasure to be here with you.
Hello. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just really so in tuned and ready to answer any questions or do a reading and
well,
feel
you know,
very grateful.
I would like to invite our listeners to call in. And let's see, do we have that call-in number available easily, honey? I got my Mr. Smith here. The call-in number is 657-383-0584. And if you would like a message from Spirit for Sally to pull some cards, her Archangel Michael cards for you, she can give you a message from Spirit. So Sally, we'll allow a few minutes so that way the callers can call in. But I wanted to ask you, it may be in a nutshell, you know, what is a cranial sacral practitioner? That sounds
okay,
awesome.
It's craniosacral. And
craniosacral.
It's 50%, yes, craniosacral. I've studied with a shaman in Chicago. And then I moved on to the Hugh Milne Institute, he's located in Big Sur, California. And what it is, it's 50% osteopathic medicine and 50% of spirit and connecting with my clients, angelic realm, their spirit guides, avatars, as well as with mine, and making sure that we don't cross into each other's path, but the healing is brought to the client. And it's the cerebral spinal fluid from the brain. And the sacrum, as you would say, the first root chakra. And we're guided to go to places within the body to read, and the body speaks to us. And we call on all the realms to work with us, with me, to bring healing.
So what kind of clients, like what kind of ailments do they come to you for?
Well, I had one the other day. Her name is Emily, and I noticed that she was holding her hand and her arm. And I asked her if she would like to have some craniosacral energy work, and we did it. I, cleared the space, and then, she was, she actually had stated go into an altered state where, you know, things become quiet. As we say a prayer that we commingle, but we don't affect each other in a negative way, and clear what's coming up for her. And so she had been in a car accident several years ago and had been blinded in one eye. So in the cranium, as you would say, the cranio, there is the sphenoid bone, which holds our eyes and our jaw and the whole facial structure. And so it's to rebalance that. And also the I was directed to go to different areas on her body, asking permission. You know, may I touch your head? May I touch this
Sally,
area?
Sally, that is so cool. Like I have
it is.
Never
it's really
heard
awesome.
Of that.
You know,
it's
a lot of
like,
dentists offices are working with that too.
It's like so the future, you know, because it's medical, it's science, it's magic, it's spirit, it's intent, you know, it's like Reiki plus, you know.
Well, it is, because you see with X-ray vision almost.
Wow. And how do you feel after you do a session? Do you get drained or are you energized?
Well, actually, when you have to be mindful of your client. If they have had any kind of addictive issues, it can be very euphoric, so you must ground them, you know, make sure that they're grounded and you're grounded, and so that, you know, that you just stay in really good balance. For me, it's always a blessing and a pleasure, and it is a blessing. So whatever healing is going on with that person and their soul work, you also receive a blessing in your soul work. This woman that I spoke to about the other day, Emily, she actually, while she was in that state, she had mentioned a name. She actually called out very gently for Maria. So I asked her afterwards, because, you know, usually you'll get a visual. I'll see things, or it'll be like a video running. And she said, you know, I don't remember. I said, maybe that is one of your guides that came through. And she said, I've always been told I have one. So I said, well, I believe her name is Maria. So that was really very, very beautiful. And, and it's not about an hour of being on a table. It's about craniosacral work is about how deep you go in the moment you have together. And you're dealing with, the human spirit, the human body, which is alive and breathing and just, fabulous.
I think that's so amazing because, we've known each other and we've spoken on the phone and we're friends as well as spiritual colleagues. And this is the first time that I realized that you're a practitioner of this type of healing work. And I think it's beautiful and amazing.
It does, you can do long distance as well. You can actually do it.
It's a very special way of healing. If somebody wanted more information to have you do this work, whether it's in the Chicago area or distant healing, what's your website address?
Well, I don't have a website right now. It's under construction. And just a little correction, I'm actually in Maryland. I had trained in Chicago and Florida. I reside in Maryland, and I do have an email address as Metatron, Metatron, 777 at Verizon.net.
All right.
My website
perfect.
is being formulated, and yes, I will definitely get back with whomever would like to hear from me. Mm-hmm.
And to our listeners, I will put Sally Weber's information on my Facebook page, facebook.com/divinerealmreader. So usually after the show, I'll put information about the guest on that Facebook page. So that way if you missed her email or you want a link to her Facebook page or something like that, I'll get people to you, Sally, if they, you know, if they
wonderful.
Need you, you know. And also you do readings. You do tarot card readings, you do angel card readings, mediumship, right, in addition to your healing work.
Yes, and there'll be a time where I'll meet someone impromptu and I'll read energy immediately from them. There was a fellow who just had purchased a house, and the house actually spoke to me to let him know what needed to get done. And everything, you know, actually unfolded as it did,
that's very Akashic Records. You know, that's very a soul records. When people are able to do that, whether picking up energy on land and around people, you're probably a natural Akashic Records reader as well. You know, that'd be something. I love the Akashic Records and being able to open up your own records and other people's for readings, and you'd probably be a natural at that if you're able to pick up on auras. You know, we have some callers waiting.
Okay.
Now, what I will say before I bring on the first caller, I would like you to state your name and your astrology sign, and Sally is going to give you a message from Spirit. So you don't necessarily have to have a question. You could be just open to receive, and Sally is going to channel Archangel Michael or whatever spirits come through her with a message for you. So let's bring
I have two decks. The Archangels and the Saint Michael.
Wonderful. Let's bring on our first caller. All right. Let's see. You are on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Amy. I'm a Sagittarius with an Aries rising.
All right. Amy, Sagittarius, Aries rising. All right. Sally, she would like a message from Spirit today. What is her message?
Hi, Amy. I'm going to pull from the... I was guided to pull through from the Archangel, and I'm also going to pull one from St. Michael. First one comes through from Archangel Raphael to breathe. It says, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. And from St. Michael, it has, make a commitment. And your prayer with Archangel Michael is, as the angel of courage and confidence, I call upon you to lend me your strength. Allow me to commit myself to life, my divine purpose. Please clearly guide me so I can fully open my heart to every experience.
So she needs to clearly define what she wants from the angel.
It's making a asking to have the courage and confidence to make a commitment.
Yeah, because if we're wishy-washy, Amy, like if we can't decide what we want, then how do the angels know how to help us, you know?
Yeah.
So when we go to angels, you got to know, I really want this job. Not like, I don't know if I really want the job or not, but can you help me get it, you see? You have to go to the angels with your intent strong, your question strong, you know. And that was a good message from Spirit. Thank you so much, Amy.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Amy.
We've got another caller on the line. Let's see if we got her. Hello, you are on the air. Let's see.
Hello?
You're on the air. What's your name? Hello? You're live on the air. What's your name? I tell you, Sally, this is live radio.
Yes, it is. Well, we send a blessing to the caller. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think because the number, you can call in and listen or talk to the host. I think sometimes people are like, oh, my God, I'm on the air. You know, they
yes.
just wanted to listen in. So if anybody would like a message from Spirit, you can call in right now. We'll have you on the air, and Sally will relay a message from Spirit. So if you need that number again, I'll give it to you again. It's area code 657-383-0584, and you can call in. And don't be shy. You know, Sally, usually I always joke that there's, like, nobody that listens to our show, and now we're kind of like a little hit, so now I can't say that. So you will, so people will be hearing your question or you on the air, but don't be shy. Call in and let Sally pull some messages from Spirit. I would like to know a message from Spirit, Sally, since me and you are so connected and spiritual colleagues, to pull some for me.
Yes, I shall. I'm being directed to the Archangel Oracle card, and it speaks of Archangel Uriel, about your brilliant ideas.
Oh, I love Uriel.
Yes. And so for you, Yvette, is yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. And I'm being guided to Archangel Michael. It says, keep your eyes on your targeted intention.
Mm.
And so your prayer from Archangel Michael is, thank you for helping me focus on my inner vision and intention. I ask for your guidance in releasing any fears or doubts, granting me the confidence and courage to take action towards realizing my dreams.
I love Uriel. Uriel and Gabriel are the ones who came to me in my dreams and urged me to write the book. So I'm working on a book, and I'm working on oracle cards, and I've got so much going on, all led by the angels, you know, and I never thought that I would write a book. And when Gabriel came to me and said that I needed to write a book, I kind of fiddle-farted for like a month not doing anything. And then Uriel came and said that he would help me with Godspeak, with wisdom, and help me write it. So you bringing up Uriel is really...
Yes, in fact, Uriel's name is known as the light of God, enlightens the mind, okay, and it's divine inspiration, so you're actually being guided to continue with your insights on positive thoughts, and Gabriel, of course, is the, you know, God is my strength, and the messenger, and helps the writers and the journalists out there, so you're right on target.
You know, the angels are so persuasive. I don't want to say naggy, because they're not naggy, but they're very... persistent. When they want you to do something for them, they're very persistent. So they'll keep on coming to me in my dreams until I obey.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
now
it's Yeah, it's known as divine yielding. When the divine calls upon you and you're not able to yield towards this, you will sometimes be brought to your knees. In some ways, maybe just symbolically or just to, you know, things will have to just stop. And, you know, when angels speak, you know, if you do not invoke your angels to come forth, you know, for me, they're watching either CNN or playing a video game. So they're waiting upon us, just like I always invite Spirit in every day, asking, who would you like me to meet? How shall I be of service? And the blessing always comes about. And I love serendipity, and there's no such thing as a coincidence.
That is, you know, that's very true, that there's no such thing as a coincidence. And, you know, I've met some people that are very, work with angels and everything, and you have to have one foot in this world, because we do have our human form, and then you have to have one foot in the spiritual world. And I've met people who have both feet in this world, and then or they have both feet in the spiritual world, and that's negative, because if you're too woo-woo, then everything's a sign, you know. The pen dropped, you know, at 422, like not even an angel number or something, and they think, oh, because the pen dropped, that means something. So, you know, people have to be careful if not everything is a sign. You have to be able to recognize your dreams as a sign, what's a vision, what's the difference between a daydream and a vision. And I've met a few people who think everything's a sign. So that, you know, that's a little bit of practice. Oh, my producer is telling me we have somebody on the line.
Oh, great.
Wanting let's bring them on. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me? What's your name? You're on the air. Okay.
I think they're gone.
This.
But,
this
you know, just speaking with you about staying grounded, you know,
yes.
when I come off this show tonight, I'm going to have, you know, what they call rooted foods. I'm going to have a baked potato. You can have, you know, if you like, you know, whatever. The foods that I wouldn't, like, even after craniosacral work would be, you know, poultry because it's, like, flighty. So that's symbolic.
Yeah.
And you are so correct when it comes to staying grounded. We all have a daily chore. We're all on assignment. You know, we work for our living, and just realize that we're surrounded by angels. And, you know, in Hebrews it actually states, too, you may be entertaining angels unawares. And
that's
so,
right.
Yeah.
And
so it's a true blessing.
You know, there's a time to be grounded. And when we do mediumship work, like if I'm doing, and you as well, when we do mediumship work to contact a past loved one for a client, you know, I'm barefoot, my feet are on the floor, I'm wearing my grounding stones, obsidian or garnet, a more denser diet, you know, like you said, a baked potato or something like that. But when I am working with the angels, then I either fast that day, I don't eat meat, dairy, I keep everything fresh and vegetables. I lighten my whole diet because I'm trying to bring up my vibration level. So when working with angels, that's when we wear our high vibration stones, our selenite, our amethyst, our quartz crystal. And then when we're doing mediumship, working with the dead or contacting lost loved ones, we need to be more grounded. We can't be too up there. We have to be grounded for our clients. So there's a time I recommend to everybody to have their grounding stones and then they have their high vibration, their moldavite and their, you know, angel light and their higher vibration. So, okay, now my producer gave me another note that said somebody's been waiting for 8 minutes, so let's try to bring them on, bringing them on the line. Let's see. Let's see if we can get this. Hello, you are on the air. What's your name? Mr. Producer, are they hanging up or are we losing a connection? Where it seems to be where, you know, I will say that it's storming here in Florida, and it's always storming in Florida, and it's ironic that it storms between 5:30 and 6:30 Eastern on Fridays.
Yes.
And so last week we heard terrible lightning, and now it's raining, and that might affect some of our connections. So I apologize if you've been on hold and we can't get you on the line. It's partially Blog Talk and internet,
you know what?
And
this is,
it's raining.
If I may, Yvette, for the person that's been waiting,
yes.
If they are able to listen, I'm going to pull a card
yes.
because I've been divinely inspired to do that right now.
Wonderful.
Okay, and
that's perfect.
I'm getting Archangel Sandalphon. It's known as victory with an exclamation point, that your prayers have been heard and answered and have faith. And Sandalphon, okay, has principal role in to deliver all prayers to heaven and that all prayers in heaven are heard. So that's one, and
that
then I'm going to draw from Archangel Michael.
Wow.
And Archangel Michael states for this caller that's been waiting, take your time in making the decision and that he is with you, keeping you strong and relaxed as you approach the situation and or situations. Remember to detach and step back, allowing the situation to naturally unfold. And Archangel Michael is protecting you during these circumstances. So I hope
that
does help the caller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's an excellent message. You know, when people work with the archangels, a lot of times they ask me, do we give them an offering? What do we give them, you know, if I'm hosting the archangels and the angelic ritual, or if I'm a calling archangel, do I need to give him something? And what would be your answer to that if somebody were to say, do I give him an offering?
Well, I believe, first off, gratitude is first. And you and I have talked in the past, you know, whether it's a glass of water, a flower, a virtual offering. If you don't have something, let's say you're in the middle of a crisis outside of your home, you virtually call on to state, you know, I offer you this beautiful symbolic rose from my heart, or this beautiful star that I see coming through.
That's
gratitude,
right.
Love and trust.
Yeah, love and trust and just say thank you, because the angels don't need a special incense. They don't need, if you have an apple, you want to leave them, hey,
thank
that's
you.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
You know, a glass of water, like just like if you invite a guest over, you'd offer them a glass of water, but the angels don't, it's not a bargain, like you have to give me incense for me to answer your petition. The angels will come when you call them, and they'll answer your petition. And I got to say, Sally, that anytime I am sick, I call Archangel Raphael, and either within the minute or within a few hours, I'm healed. No matter what I ask, if it's physical, if it's my heart is breaking or my arm hurts or I stub my toe, I'll go to Raphael and I ask, please heal this human body of mine. And literally within minutes up to 3 hours maximum, I'm completely healed. And I'm no more special than anyone else. It's just I believe and I trust in the angels. And when I call on Michael or Raphael or Gabriel or Uriel and I have an open heart, they come and they listen. So I recommend that if someone who is not working with the angels, it's just as easy as opening your mouth and opening your heart. And they come. And that's like the miracle. But you don't realize it until you do it. You know, like, it's just my testimony or just your testimony. I would, you know, encourage listeners to try it for themselves. Call Archangel Michael. Ask for a clearing. Ask for a shielding. Or ask for a healing if you're sad or you have a broken heart. Ask Raphael to heal that with his green healing light, you know. And I've just been humbled that they come and they save me, you know, and they'll do that for anyone that calls them. So they're just so sweet and wonderful, and we're really blessed to have them when we call them, right, Sally? Like, it's amazing.
Yes, and one of the things that I find is, you know, God has an amazing sense of humor, so I will actually offer a prayer to God to say, please keep my angels encouraged because they are dealing with me, and I think I'm wearing them out. So it's a great relationship to have that sense of humor in the dailiness of each day, because in the ordinariness of each day, there are extraordinary experiences to have and hold on to.
Absolutely. And you can never call on the angels too much. Somebody had asked, I don't want to bother them. Well, they're here
plenty.
To help us.
There's so many angels.
Yeah, don't ever worry that you're bothering the angels. They love us and they want to help us. So, like when I stubbed my toe and I broke my toe, my little baby toe, it wasn't like an emergency to go to the hospital.
That hurt.
But it hurt. I cried and I taped it to my other toe and I called Raphael crying, please heal my little baby. I called it Floppy, little Floppy, because it just flopped. It was so gross, but I taped it to the other toe, and I asked Archangel Raphael to heal me. And other than it turning purple, my shoes fit the next day. A week later, I was healed, you know. So,
yes,
you know,
we're in the
amazing
human form, so.
Yeah, you don't have to ever worry that we're overcalling them too much. You know, they want to help us. So don't feel like, I'm bothering them, you know. Because we're not. But once again, I wanted you to tell our listeners, we've just got another minute or so left on the line, your email is metatron777@Verizon.
Verizon.net.
Verizon.net. Verizon.com?
No, .net.
.net. Okay, so I'm going to put that on my Facebook page, facebook.com/divinerealmreader. I'll put Sally's information. That way, if you want to get a reading from her, we apologize for any issues that we might have had live on the air, and that's just the way live radio is. That's all I can say, you know. But thank you so much, Sally, for being on the show, and I'd love to have you on again and maybe discuss some of your other experiences that you've had with mediumship and helping clearing homes and things like that as well.
Well, thank you so much, and I divinely bless everyone with not just their own angels, but on their journeys, and just know that they are surrounded by angels and love. So thank you, and I bless every caller, and thank you. I love you to death. Yvette, you're just so marvelous. So thank you, and Grady.
Oh.
And I appreciate if there's another opportunity to be with you. I would be more than happy.
Be wonderful. Thank you, Sally, for being on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need a sign. Let me